I just joined this shit, my boy.
I literally, all right, my volume's on one, so turn yours down a bit, and we'll get going.
I turned it down, but it's all the way turned up for some reason.
All right, you ready?
Hell yeah.
Okay, welcome, everyone, to the Steamy Shower.
What's up?
My name is Jack.
My name is Charlie.
And together, we're two college students starting a podcast about anything and everything.
Yeah.
We're going to share our funny stories and see where we go from there. So on today's agenda, we're going to be talking about movies, sports, some of our favorite things, some hot topics in the news, and then share a funny story.
Whoop.
I know Charlie's really excited to go. This week's podcast is brought to you by Natural Light, which is what we're drinking in the studio tonight.
Getting lit.
Yeah. One rule we do have in our podcast is no shirts.
No pants.
Well, I wear pants. You don't wear pants.
Keeps me cool.
And if you hear a noise in the background, it's because we're sitting next to a fridge stocked with natural light, which we're sponsored by tonight.
Natty Light.
So we'll just jump right into it here. Talking about popular movies, there's a few on the list here that I wanted to talk about. And the first one is Incredibles 2, which I know that Charlie has not seen yet.
Correct.
But I watched the other night, and being 90s babies, we saw Incredibles 2 in our prime. So I don't know what how to feel about Incredibles 2. What'd you have to rate Incredibles, the first Incredibles?
Well, being young, I probably would rate it 8.5. You know, maybe a 9.
Out of 10?
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. I'd probably say right around there, 8.5 or 9. So since we're right on the same for rating, I would have to say Incredibles 2 is probably about an 8, 8.5. So right around there. It's pretty good. But, I mean, it's a Disney movie. So it was a little predictable, but it was still good.
I think, like with the Disney movies too now, since like the 90s babies are all getting over older, they're going to start renewing some of, like, making a second movie to some of the older movies.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get, like, us in the theater. We're getting older. Maybe some of us have kids, you know.
Do you remember Iron Giant, that movie that came out? I don't remember if that was a Disney movie.
But can't remember. I think, yeah, I seen it.
They, like, set up perfect for a sequel, but they never have. Because, what, a couple years ago they did Finding Dory?
Yeah, and that was a pretty big hit. I mean, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good, too. And Incredibles 2 is just as good. So I don't know what else there, what other movies there are. You know, I don't know if they'll ever bring back do another Lion King or Tarzan or something like that. They just did Peter Pan, or they did, like, a Peter Pan movie remake. And they also did, what was it? The one with the snake and the guy who's, like, raised by
Jungle Book?
Yeah, the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
That one was pretty
good.
Pretty
good too, yeah.
Okay. So anyways, next movie is The Witch, which I do not remember who produced it, but this came out a few years ago, and I remember Charlie and I.
It's a horror movie, you know, but
we saw it in theaters. And
I thought it was kind of funny.
I still say to this day that it's the only movie that I've been to where I've seen multiple people get up and leave in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, I remember watching that movie. We saw like a full, like, four people at once just get up and walk out halfway through the movie. Yeah.
It's one of those movies where you kind of like, you see, watch a scene and then you, like, something happens. You just look at the guy sitting next to you.
You're like, wait, what?
What is going on? But on my rating scale, first of all, I have quite an elaborate movie list where I've rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 7 being average, 8 being good, and 9 being excellent. And I think I rated The Witch a 4 or 5 or 6, right in there. So it's below average.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie, but it's a movie that you'd want to rewatch.
Definitely. Like, and now
it's hard to explain.
Well, we are of age, of the drinking age. I've been saying to Charlie, we got to have a few drinks one of these nights and rewatch it.
Yeah.
There's some scenes in that movie that just
when you get like a group of people into it.
Oh yeah, It's ridiculous. I mean,
I just like the ending of the movie. So funny.
Don't spoil it, but I mean, it's interesting because it was frightening at some points because
definitely. The
visuals were good, and it's about the colonial period, and the family gets exiled and they move out to like a cabin or their own farm or ranch or whatever.
Yeah, they lived in like a wooden
right house. On the edge of like the forest.
Yeah,
and obviously it's called The Witch for a reason, so they start having activity happen, yada yada. You can watch a trailer and kind of get a better idea for it, but I mean, I recommend watching the movie. Yeah. It kind of made you laugh.
Like I said, it's a bad, good movie. Like, you're going to watch it and be like, what the heck? But at the end of the movie, you're going to be like, I might watch that again. Watch it to understand maybe what went on a little more. Yeah. But.
And there's freaky parts. There's a scene where they show the witch, and it's like, and remember towards the beginning, she's like in her cave.
Yeah,
and it's like I think she's naked. Yeah, but they don't show much.
She hides in a forest cave type of thing.
I don't want to ruin it, but anyway, the witch is like this family.
It's just not like one person. It's like a family.
Yeah. So. It starts out with the newborn child and then moves like the younger boys.
Yeah.
And then the parents. So it's interesting. It's elaborate, but I'd recommend it. And staying on the topic of kind of horror films, we can talk about The Conjuring, which is my favorite horror film.
Yeah, I like The Conjuring a lot. I like Insidious series.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. The reason I like the first Conjuring movie was because it was a mixture of like paranormal activity and What do they call it? Where they draw the spirit out of the body. Exorcism.
Yeah.
Like a combination of the two. And I mean, it was in a scary house.
Yeah. Is that the movie at the end where they're like driving down that long road and the car swerves into the other lane?
I don't think so. In The Conjuring, it's like a happy ending. They get the spirit out of the house.
Oh. Maybe I don't know which one that is.
But the Insidious movies are good too because I just watched the most recent one. I don't know if it's Insidious 4, but they don't call it that.
But that was pretty good too.
Did you see Conjuring 2?
Yeah.
I don't know if we saw that together. That one was good, but not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
First one is just perfect, in my opinion. Actors were great.
Definitely.
I've seen the new Insidious. Charlie hasn't seen it yet. It's pretty good.
It's called The Last Key, I think.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like it.
I'll have to watch it sometime.
Okay, moving on. Once again, word from our sponsor, Natural Light.
Natural Light, brewed in America since 1977.
Very nice. I like it. Sweet thirst quencher.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, moving to the next topic of sports. We might as well start talking about the NBA and
specifically LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you talk about?
Oh, and Kawhi.
We can talk about that next. So let's see. Lakers are in the West.
Yeah.
Where do you think they'll finish?
I think they'll make the playoffs, but be like 6-8 seed, possibly higher just because of LeBron. They have a really young roster with Brandon Ingram, Lonzo, that Josh Hart guy that played in summer league, played really good. So I think it should be interesting. I think the Rockets might decline a little bit this year, just losing Ariza.
Even if they pick up Melo. Where was Ariza? What was his position?
He played same as Carmelo, like a small forward type. Okay. So.
He was more direct, though.
I think Ariza is probably the better all-around player, but Melo just better scorer, probably.
Gotcha.
So
if they're like the 6th or 8th seed, who's above them? Obviously the Warriors.
I would still say the Rockets, probably.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Who else is over there?
Utah. I mean, they're gonna be good with Donovan Mitchell in his second year. And Ricky Rubio still will be coming back. I think they just have a pretty solid squad. Who else was in the playoffs on the West?
I couldn't even tell you.
I think the Nuggets will probably be pretty, like, decent.
Oh, and did you hear, well, we're Iowa boys. Did you hear about Nas Long's contract?
Oh, Monte Morris.
Monte Morris' contract, $4 million.
Yeah, and he's dating Amber Rose.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh. And it's funny, my brother follows a lot of this NBA stuff, and he knows a lot about Amber Rose, and we're talking to my dad. Like, do you know who Amber Rose is? Like, do you know who Wiz Khalifa is? They used to be married. They have a kid.
And 21 Savage.
Yeah, it's like, and now this guy out of Iowa State who just signed his first professional NBA contract is dating, like, the stripper.
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of hard to wrap my head around. And I don't understand how they met.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get.
How does this happen? I don't understand.
It's Monte Morris.
So. Yeah. He, I mean.
And it's not like he's a NBA superstar, like he's gonna come off the bench probably.
And I might be a little biased because I'm an Iowa State fan, but I feel like he's pretty, he's enough to start as a point guard in the NBA. Obviously he's a little small, but
yeah, like, I could see him definitely maybe not starting with the Nuggets just because they have a lot of decent guards with signing Isaiah and stuff, and they have two other guards, but six man, and then maybe going somewhere else.
So
eventually, but
he'll play point. What else could he play?
I'd say shooting guard too. I think he's a natural point because he can.
Oh, yeah.
I think with Morris too, he's steps up in like clutch moments.
Well, and I think he has like close to the record of minimal turnovers, and I know he was leading the college basketball when he was in college of least amount of turnovers. He only had like four in a season.
Yeah, and that's really good.
As a point guard. I mean, he's touching the ball every single play. So anyways, the Lakers, LeBron. I don't know. I thought Kawhi Leonard was for sure going to be going to the Lakers, but
yeah.
I was shocked when I heard that he was into trade talks with Toronto. And
yeah, I think one reason is Popovich didn't want to trade Kawhi to another team in the West. And he knew he wanted to go to the Lakers, so he's like, all right, let's send him up to the East, up in Canada, where it's freezing cold.
It's cold, which is one thing that he didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, screw you. They got DeMar DeRozan back.
Yeah.
And he saw like three or four years left on his contract off the top of my head. But man, I think the Spurs actually might be decent. They have Aldridge, and now they have DeMar. They have that DeJounte Murray. He's like a point guard. And I think they might be decent, actually. Rudy Gay.
Did they pick up any people from the draft this year that you know of? You can remember?
Not off the top of my head.
I can't either. I mean, I felt that Kawhi and DeMar DeRozan trade was like literally equal. Because Kawhi has not played for a year. Who knows what he can do now, you know?
Yeah.
DeMar was playing great. They were the one seed in the East, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it was hard with DeMar because he played really good this past year. And then once he came to the playoffs, the whole team just didn't perform. I mean, LeBron just took over, so.
And I know a lot of fans of Toronto are saying they're going to miss seeing DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry playing together because they're so dynamic. We'll see how Kawhi does. But also, I saw a lot of Lakers fans are saying, see you next summer, Kawhi.
Yeah.
Which I got a kick on.
Because he only has a year left.
Oh, yeah. And they made it sound like
what happens with Drake, too.
Oh, yeah.
On Toronto.
Yeah. He won't. I don't even think Kawhi would go to Toronto.
I just saw this evening there's a picture, and it was like Kawhi smiling on a picture, and it was like the worst smile I've seen in my life. Kill me now.
Like a forced smile.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to smile for this picture, but I don't want to be here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about the NFL. I'm not a huge NFL fan, but I know that Charlie's a huge Steelers fan.
Yes, sir.
So what are your predictions on how the Steelers will be this year?
Any big trades or new rookies?
I think the biggest thing this year is just with Le'Veon Bell. You probably heard recently he didn't like re-sign after his franchise tag, so it'll probably be his last year in Pittsburgh. So he's going to wait until probably the first week of the season to come and report. And last year he did the same thing. He started off pretty slow, but we'll see what happens this year. I think obviously they're still a playoff team, probably the top two team with contending with New England still.
Did you say that he's not a franchise player now?
He just got the franchise tag, so it's pretty much like a one-year deal, 14. He gets like paid $14.5 million, but
what do they pay Antonio Brown?
$17 million a year.
Is he up there for one of the highest paid wide receivers?
I think he's one of the top, but it's probably like a top like seven contract, maybe somewhere around there.
For wide receivers or in the NFL?
Yeah, just because of wide receivers. Because some of these contracts that got signed recently, like Sammy Watkins, he got signed for with the Chiefs, and he's making a lot of money this year.
Really?
Where was not Antonio Brown.
Where was he?
He played for Buffalo, then he got traded to the Rams last year. He had an okay season. And I think he'll be good with the Chiefs this year, though. So.
And see what happens. Yeah, okay, that'll be interesting. I'm not, like I said, not a huge NFL fan.
I think this year, too, the NFC, the opposite side from the Steelers, I think they're really deep, like position-wise, the Saints, Panthers, Vikings, Packers, Lions. There's just a lot of teams over there that can contend. So I think this year is one of the years that I'm really looking forward to see how teams play. There's a lot of rookie quarterbacks, even like Lamar Jackson. I think he could eventually take over for Joe Flacco this year. So we'll see what happens.
Franchises enforcing the rule of the no kneeling rules and like penalties and punishments to players.
Personally, I'm
not affected, but I understand that people make a bigger deal out of it than it really should be. You know, it's the media. They're going to take any small thing and blow it out of proportion. Do you think that the NFL took it like the wrong way? Because this year, you can't really kneel. You're going to either have to stand on the sideline or stay in the locker room.
Yeah. So you're going to see whole teams stay in the locker room. And they're just going to get a lot of unwanted attention from the media. So
I think the NFL could have done a better job of this year. What is it, like 2 years now?
They're
finally starting to make rules about it. I understand players taking a kneel. You know, they're not trying to disrespect.
Yeah, no, definitely. And even people in the military have said that it's like we're fighting for them to have the freedom to do that.
But also, at the same time, obviously, people are getting offended because there wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't. So I can see that side of it, too. I just think dealt with it better. They could have set it. I mean, this is an easy fix.
I mean, the NBA doesn't have a problem.
Yeah, it's like you stand for the national anthem, or you go and you hide in the locker room. It's no big deal.
And back in the day, there was no national anthem played until 9/11 happened. There's really no national anthem playing before sporting events. And it wasn't a big deal back then. So I don't know. We'll see how the media covers it.
Well, I think it will blow over after the season. I don't think we'll see any of that anymore.
I mean, it really stopped at the end of last year, too. I mean, players still kneel, but it just wasn't in the media.
Well, it caught like a lot of negative attention. And I mean, the players are doing it to try and draw positive attention. And the media, like you said, portrayed it the wrong way. And blew it out of proportion and kind of focused on the players rather than what they're meant to do it for. And I know we might sound like we're pro kneeling, but I mean, my stance is right in the middle on this.
Yeah, same. I understand the kneeling part. It doesn't affect me really. Like,
cop violence and stuff like that. It doesn't affect me, but I completely understand where players are coming from. But I also agree where sometimes it's just like, there's other things you can do.
If I was in a football player and the national anthem came on, I don't know if I'd have the guts to even take a kneel.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many other things that teams are doing, interlocking arms, you know, putting their fists up in there, stuff like that. You can do where the media isn't going to take that and run with it compared to kneeling, where they're going to be like, oh, it's disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the military, stuff like that.
I almost get the feel, since this really the only NFL that does this, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just players do it, you know, because it's what NFL players do.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know. We'll see. I guess I'll root for the Vikings this year because they're just a state away.
Yeah, they should be pretty strong.
But also, obviously, the Steelers are always strong. Who's their quarterback now?
The Vikings, the Steelers. Steelers still better off, but the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure. He's a pretty good quarterback, but we'll see what the transition is like.
That's what I'm worried about,
offensive wise. Their defense is always is going to still be good, top tier. So at least Kirk Cousins has a few wide receivers to throw. Yeah, definitely. Stephon Diggs, Adam.
Tylan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch. Okay, next topic, we're talking about some of our favorite things. And on our list here, I have some of our favorite alcoholic drinks. Now, Charlie and I both, well, actually, what is it, July? Charlie, less than a month, his birthday will be 22. I'm 21, and we haven't experimented too much with alcoholic drinks, but Charlie's a liquor connoisseur.
Yes.
What's some of your favorites?
I like more of the expensive kind of stuff, Ciroc, stuff like that.
Designer, name brand.
Yeah. I'm not much of a dark liquor type unless it's like whiskey, which I don't really consider that dark liquor.
I guess, I think a dark liquor, like Hennessy and stuff like that. Yeah. You're a vodka fan?
Yeah. And I'd like to try some more different beer. I really didn't like beer.
Right when you turn 21.
Yeah, right when I turned 21, I didn't really care for it, but over the last couple months, it's kind of grown on me.
Yeah, well, I guess my reason for beer is because the hangover is so light.
Yeah, and you can drink a lot of it if you want to, like, party.
So if you had to pick a top beer, what would you say from what you've had?
I really like Coors Light, actually.
We've never experimented into IPAs or craft beer or anything like that. I actually had my first craft beer tonight. Well, I'm going to sound like an idiot. It was actually a pale ale, I believe. It was pseudo-sue. And I would give it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I really like the stuff. And Coors, I like the stuff in the bottles a lot better, actually, than cans. Maybe that's just me.
I think my favorite beer is Bud Light, classic Bud Light, pretty plain, but gets a job.
Bud Light's pretty good.
Does a trick. But for liquor, I mean, I'm a pretty big whiskey fan. I'm not a huge fan of plain whiskey, but. You know, vanilla whiskey, Crown Royal, you can't really go wrong there.
I really like that honey.
Oh yeah, we had some Jack Daniels a couple weeks ago. That's pretty good. Keep that in the freezer and make a couple mixes with that. That's pretty good. Natural Light's all right, it's cheap. I mean, Natural Light and Bush Light are both cheap. Bush Light is our holy water in Iowa. So can't go wrong there. Dos Equis, those are pretty sweet. Those are good.
Yeah. Easy to drink.
Like you said, Coors, pretty good on tap. I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of the bottle. It's a little, I don't like when it's so foamy.
Yeah, I mean, I had a few tonight and it was good. But from tap or in the bottle? In the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with it. Yeah, I mean, personally, beer's beer. Like, it has a little different taste depending on the brand.
It's all going to taste the same. Until you get into some people might take that offensive because they're like, oh no, beer. The listeners have to remember, I mean, we have 21. Well, we aren't beer connoisseurs. We drink Bud. We drink the cheap stuff. Charlie has never had an IPA or a craft beer, and I have one. So we've never gotten into any of that stuff. We have no room to talk. That's just what we have.
Personal experience.
Yeah.
Opinion.
Okay. Favorite food or restaurants at the time?
I just like pizza. I don't really. My family doesn't really go out to eat. I don't really like spending too much money.
Our place, Jack and I's place is just a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
That's good. I went on a trip to Arizona for over the month of March. And had In-N-Out.
Oh yeah,
that was really good.
I wanted to try that.
But Bebop's around here. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but that's pretty similar to In-N-Out.
Yeah, remember that over in Mason City? It used to be by Walmart.
Yeah. Now it's like located where a haircut place is now, in a dental place.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good. They have one in. What was it, Ames or Des Moines? I had that a month ago or so. So, that was a short topic. What else about food that we can talk about? Restaurants? I had a mac and cheese burger tonight. That was pretty good.
I had a bacon cheeseburger. What would you call it? It's like a bar, but...
I don't know.
They serve food, too. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, but it's like a restaurant. Was it in Rookies?
Yeah, it was in Rookies.
Does that come from Sevens?
Yeah.
So Rookies is a bar in town, but literally on the other side of the wall.
It's connected.
It's Sevens, which is a restaurant. And you can order food while you're in the bar. So Charlie got a bacon cheeseburger.
Yep. It's pretty good.
What'd you get to drink?
I think we're just having Coors Light with it.
All right. Sounds good.
I didn't have to pay for it, so it's a W.
Yeah.
what's your pop of choice?
I don't really drink too much pop.
Just like straight, the only time I drink pop is really alcohol.
It's funny you say that because this week my place of work had a bunch of close to expiring pop. So I grabbed a handful of them. They're all in the beer fridge.
So it kind of depends what I'm drinking, I guess. If I'm just drinking some vodka, squirt once in a while, otherwise diet coke, just goes with anything.
Yeah, that's good. We're taking mixies of whiskey last week. And we put Mountain Dew with it.
Decent.
That carbonation helps with whiskey because it's so... Dry. I don't know if dry is a word, but smooth. Okay. So we'll move on to the next topic of news articles. What's going on in the news? And I recently saw CNN talking about teens being addicted to Juuls, which are like a type of vaping, which I don't have too much experience with. I know Juuls have nicotine in them, so they're saying high schoolers and college students who've never smoked cigarettes in their life are becoming addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
What's your stance on that?
I've maybe taken one hit of a Juul before. I had like a vape two years ago, but I don't know.
I think the whole thing is just kind of stupid in a way.
I think maybe you get to a certain age and you're just kind of childish. But once you get to the age of 18 and you're smoking Juuls and you get to 21, whatever, you're going to be addicted by this.
Well, it's just ridiculous. I see people everywhere. I literally sit at a stoplight, I look over to my right, someone's vaping or something like that. And the thing too about Juuls or vaping is you're going to spend $20 on vape liquid.
Juuls are $50 a pop, I think. So do you buy this and after you run out of the pods, you refill them every time, or do you have to buy a whole new thing?
And I think they're like $15. I saw like cases are like $15.
For some reason, in a pack, you only get four.
How long is it supposed to last?
Depending on how much you smoke of them, or vape them, I've heard people from around our area say they do like a pot a day.
Jeez.
So if you're vaping a pot a day, that's like $30.
So if you want to waste your money, go ahead and go get a Juul and get addicted to the nicotine on that. I'm a little biased because I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. So what a waste. Yeah. Like, if you want to smoke on a Juul, why don't you just smoke cigarettes? Like, honestly, some people are smoking a Juul pot a day.
And I read one Juul pot is equal to a pack of cigarettes.
So if you think about it, if you're smoking a Juul pot a day, you're smoking cigarettes.
Minus the tobacco in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the amount of nicotine. I mean, I know that it's pretty new vaping. Well, Juul's probably under a Juul is probably under the same discussion. But I mean, there's not much study on it to see how much it does
long term. Yeah.
This is touchy. You can say no comment if you want. What's your stance on what Trump's been doing with like North Korea and all that?
I mean, Trump's gonna be Trump. Like, you can't be like,
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Like, you can't.
You're gonna expect the shit that he's doing by now. It's just gonna happen. I mean, personally, some of these things that he does.
He's doing some of this stuff, but it's not affecting my life personally, or anyone around me. I mean, it might affect a different group of people, but it's not affecting me.
I think the biggest point of interest that people get so upset about is how rude and blatant he is.
Yeah, definitely. And one problem, I think one major problem with him is like
the birth control stuff and the abortion stuff.
And the immigration. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the thing with the immigration thing is, if you're here legally, I have no problem at all with you being here.
Like, you came here legally, obviously, I feel like you should not be here unless you get your certification or whatever to be a legal immigrant. But
well, I feel as a politician, half your job is winning people over.
Yeah,
and I feel like he did that until he got elected. Now it's just so much. It's like his way or the highway.
Yeah, it went. What he said in his election process is the complete opposite of what he did.
It's just like, first of all, I don't understand how, you know, in his election run, he was talking about building this wall, which is still in the talk. Like, that was his main point. He's been in office for over a year now.
Yeah.
And have we even seen a wall? I mean, it's like no discussion of it. Every now and then, I'll talk about it. So I don't know. Let's not talk too much about this.
I don't want to talk about it too much. I'm not too in depth. I'm not in politics at all.
So I see stuff like on Twitter and Facebook or Instagram and stuff.
Half of it might be true, half of it might be false. So it's hard to take a stance when you're not like in depth with it.
Okay, so anything else you want to talk about before we get into our final discussion?
I don't think so. Let's just get into it.
Well, actually, let's talk about what are you wearing today, Charlie?
I am wearing a polo V-neck Ralph Lauren.
Yes, sir.
What color?
Red.
Any holes on it?
Yes.
One hole on the chest.
One hole. I don't know where it came from, but you know it's there.
Let's move down. What do we got on?
No pantalones. No, I'm kidding.
Just a tan pair of sweatshorts.
Sweatshorts, yes.
And you know some good old fashioned white socks.
How about the kicks? Ooh, that's a good thing to talk about. We could talk about kicks on this.
We could. We definitely could. I'm just wearing my white Adidas. Like Stan Smith, but they have the same silhouette.
Okay. I have on a nice casual long sleeve. What do they call it?
Very nice.
Hemmed or curved bottom?
Yeah.
my favorite part. Then
the color, the color really is
like
nice.
Olive, you like that? Yeah. It's pretty. I like the color too. Then we're moving down. We got some Hurley sweatshorts. So we got the same type of
sweat short gang.
Sweat short gang. Moving down, I got my. What is it? Ultra Boost on Adidas Ultra Boost, and they are blue.
Navy. Yes.
So that's our fit of the day. We can do that every time too. So
Adidas gang.
So we got our fit, and we can talk about kicks. So I'd say that's pretty good, rounding into our final topic, which is a funny story. I think what we're gonna do is we'll just break the ice here and. Say we kind of have the intro built to an imaginary story, and we're just going to play off of each other and see what happens. A lot of times when we do this, it gets pretty weird. So if it does,
it gets weird. Otherwise, is this going to go dead?
I know it'll go weird because
this is what happens.
So usually what happens 99% of the time. But if it's getting out of control, we'll end it and call it a night.
Yep.
So here we go. So this was a couple years back. Charlie and I went on a road trip to Nebraska.
Good old Nebraska.
And on the way, we got lost. Neither of us were very good with directions.
We had no service.
This is back before smartphones were like a big thing. So I had a Nokia Twist. What did you have?
I probably had like...
A Crazer?
Motorola. Crazer. What was the other one?
Razor. One of the two.
I can't remember.
So anyways, we ended up getting lost. The first town we find is...
What is it?
Burkittsville, Maryland?
Yep. Over in Maryland.
So don't know how we got there.
We were planning to go to Nebraska. We end up in Maryland.
If you look on a map... That doesn't work out. But, you know.
Complete opposite ways.
So I guess we just weren't looking at anything. We're just driving with our eyes closed or something. So we passed a sign that says Burkittsville, Maryland, home of the Blair Witch.
Blair Witch.
So I look at Charlie and I'm like, nice. We got something to do.
That's kind of hot.
So we pull off to get gas.
Fill up the tank.
We keep moving. We're kind of out in rural areas, just woods on both sides of us, county highway.
The car breaks down.
And we get in a car accident. Remember?
Oh yeah, we hit that deer.
Yeah. Was it a deer?
I don't know what it was. I thought it was a deer.
I thought it was a man.
He's just running on his arms and legs.
You know what? It was a deer.
Okay.
So we had a deer. So the car rolls a few times into the first layer of trees in the woods to the right.
I'm laughing the whole time.
And when I come to, I look over at Charlie. He lost both of his feet. They were pinned beneath the car.
My feet somehow ended up going through the bottom of the floor. And then I tried to pull my legs out, and my feet just weren't there. So it was just my legs. I wasn't bleeding.
For whatever reason.
I don't know what happened. Honestly, it's just the weirdest experience I ever felt. But now my feet grew back. So I have them.
So at the same time, we might have been dreaming, but anyways, we start walking because we're miles from the nearest house. Like I said, we left the gas station, started driving on the county highway.
What we thought was miles. It ended up being an eternity.
Okay, so we're walking, obviously we're not going to walk on the highway because that wouldn't make sense. Like we're going to take a shortcut through the woods, head back the way we came to kind of wrap around. And I think we were walking for about three weeks, no food, no water. Over 30 miles.
Getting chased by bears.
Well, and we get in there, and I swear to my goodness, we saw the same place, like the same creek over and over. And eventually, towards the end of that three weeks, we came up on a cabin. And you want to tell them what we saw in a wooden cabin?
Okay, so we walked over to this cabin. We, being polite gentlemen, we just knocked on the door.
We didn't hear a thing.
No one answered.
So we're like, okay, let's just see if the door's unlocked.
The door's unlocked.
So we walk in.
It's the
weirdest scene I've ever seen in my life.
It was so weird.
Stuff is like pictures hung upside down. There's crosses all over the walls.
There was a picture of me and you in that house.
Yeah. It was our destiny to be at this place.
It was odd. But we're like starting to get freaked out. You know, there's these wooden crosses. Everything's upside down. There's chili on the stove. That was the odd part.
Yeah, and it was like the stove was on, and the chili was like warming up.
So we're like, okay, like let's get out of here. I'm pretty freaked out.
Yeah, the door shuts. It is shut.
I go to open it. It opens. At the same time, I can hear noise from downstairs. So I'm starting to get freaked out, paranoid. Schizophrenia and dementia. I forgot to mention that.
And I'm part of MS.
And I'm part of MS the game.
MS 13.
No, I'm just
so Charlie, who's like the brave one, says we should go check that out.
Yeah, you know, might as well go for a little adventure. If we're here, we're kind of freaked out.
But if it's the end of our life, let's
do something fun.
So Charlie goes down there. I'm right behind him, down steps. There's a woman downstairs.
A woman.
Tell her what she was doing.
And
a black skirt.
With a bra on.
Turning butter.
She's turning butter.
And in the opposite corner. Her three-month-old baby.
Three-month-old baby is ironing.
Her pants and underwear, which I just thought was the weirdest thing.
I just stood there in amazement.
So at the time, we're like four steps up from the bottom. And I'm like freaked out. We turn to go back upstairs.
The stair creaks.
The mom and the baby both turn around.
They don't have a face.
No face, no eyes, no mouth, no nose, nothing.
And somehow,
this mom, turning the butter,
throws the wooden stick, turns the butter in the pot, or whatever, throws it at us. The thing barely misses us.
Cat-like reflexes by me and Jack.
Sticks into the wall.
I'm gonna tell you, she could have been in the Olympics for the javelin throw.
We went back upstairs, went back the way we came, back to the car, crashed. Another 30 miles in 3 weeks. So that's six weeks, no food. And 60 miles on foot.
Get back to the car.
While we get to the car, we just so happen to have a pickup come by. And it takes us back to Burkittsville.
Don't really remember the rest.
I have dementia, but I didn't remember anything because the Duke gave us water.
And I don't know what it could have been, so I just forgot everything from there on out.
So you know, if the Duke did a little something to us, I don't know.
All right. And that's the end of our story. They should get better as we go on.
But thank you. We're gonna end every episode with a made-up story.
So this has been Steamy Shower. We might keep the name, we might not. We'll be back hopefully maybe once every two weeks.
I think we'll see. We'll switch it up.
We'll get better.
Yeah, I think depending on the week, if there's something big that happens in the sports world, entertainment world, something like that, we might make a pop-up appearance once in a while, maybe two podcasts a week.
So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Give us your input if you want, and tell us what we should add, what we should do different. Thanks. You got any last words? Thank you for listening. Just leave any comments.
If you have any comments.
And like Jack said, let us know. If we can improve on anything.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
And good evening.
Good morning.
Good night. Good night.